picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jessie.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello, everybody. Long time no see. Annyeong.
Hola.
Oh, not no see. Long time being in your ears. I don't know. There's
long time no hear.
It's been a while, guys.
It's been a hot minute.
For us, but maybe for some of you.
Yeah. That's true. If you're new.
First 90 degree day here.
If you're new to listening to Let's Talk Hoya, then.
I get it. I thought you were talking about like the temperature.
No. No.
But we took a break. And it was supposed to be a shorter break, but we embraced a longer break. But we're back.
Can
and
you
we're
say
here,
break one more time?
And we're back from our break. So hope you enjoyed the break. Just kidding.
The great Ross and Rachel. We were on a break.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So we're back.
Better than ever.
And yeah, I think it's been like, I don't know, a solid like 4 months, 3 months, 3 months since we last recorded. And I don't know. Stuff's happened, and so this is just going to be an episode of we're back, we're here, and I'm just going to give some updates and chat a little bit because we missed y'all.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We got the lighting, we got the video going, so head over to our YouTube if you want to see our faces.
Oh, a YouTube plug, love it. What's been going on, y'all?
Oh, man. I don't know.
We had the shortest winter ever.
Yeah, that's true. We're like not quite yet at the end of February. Well, we're like at the end of February, but literally it was like 90 degrees yesterday.
And today.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
So if you have plants in Arizona, buckle up. Time to start watering every day.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad I'm getting back into the swing of things with plants.
Same.
Because... if I would have had my depressy spell that we just had, still in probably.
I was about to say a spell, more like
the world. But yeah, I'm glad that I'm like getting a routine again. I should say, because I allowed myself to not be in my routine. I think we all did though.
Yeah.
I think every season it feels like it's like the winter we go dormant with our plants.
Yeah. But Adam recently came over and watered all my plants and like set everything up. So like I'm ready to like water them in like a week and be like, I've been doing this forever. Lies.
I think you're just gonna, I mean, I think by you just having them like out by your desk is gonna make you.
It looks really nice.
And also if it doesn't, really then nice. It doesn't. Oh, well, yeah. You know, just plants.
What's new in your shelves, Lydia?
Well, I know on Patreon we did a little update. So if y'all are part of our Patreon, yes. Then you probably heard some of this, but plenty updates. I was, you know, telling all the Patreon folk that I literally had not done anything with my plants except for just watering them. That's it. Like I haven't been dusting shelves. Like I haven't been spraying them down. I haven't been doing literally anything. They have just been sitting there and I've just been watering them. And that's really all I could get myself to do. And I don't know, like last year, I kind of went through the same thing and they did perfectly fine. And there's once again doing perfectly fine. Like I got some of my winter blooms that I usually get. I have a bunch of new, you know, peduncles that are forming, getting some new blooms that I've never gotten. But last week or the week before that, I had just taken a day off of work and was like, I have the motivation today to do this, to like take everything outside, spray everything down, flush everything, give everything like nutrient solution and like do the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And I remember at one point in my life, like even in the summertime, I was doing this every single week.
Yeah.
For every single plant. And I don't know where that person is any longer, but they're no longer here with us. Because I just can't do that anymore.
No, ma'am.
But I just wanted to give myself like a restart, refresh type of a situation. And like recently I had gotten a new Hoya and with like the warm weather coming around, I don't know. I feel like it just kind of reignited the spark of like, okay, like I want to take care of them. I want to give myself a refresh, give myself a new start. And then I'll start back up again on doing my routine that I was doing, which was just doing one shelf for like the spraying down, the flushing, and then everything just gets watered. And then every week I'm just doing something, but it's not everything. So yeah. That it just feels overwhelming when I was trying to do everything. And so I give myself the grace not to do that, because regardless if I do that or not, my plants are perfectly happy. Yeah. And so like I just got to a point, why like stress? Why am I stressing myself when they're perfectly content and happy, right? Like there's just no need to. But I really needed the reset, because at that point it was like they all need it. And sometimes like when I'm in that mindset, I can't just go like, okay, well, then I can just start with one shelf and then go from there. Like
you gotta do.
Once it's too far gone, my mental space becomes like it needs to just all be done.
Yeah. And I get that. I totally get that.
And I don't know like what about me is like that, but it is. Yeah. And I'm sure there's people out there that would make it more manageable and just tackle it like one thing at a time. But I just can't do that. That's not me, which is okay.
Yeah.
And so I just took a day off. I got it all done. And once it was all done, it felt so nice. And now I just have to just do what I usually do. So
yeah,
it's a good start to spring, I feel like.
That's definitely like a mental health day too, because like even though you're not just like sitting, like I will admit when I hear mental health day or when I think mental health day, in my mind is like, I'm going to rot on the couch or I'm going to rot in bed.
Yeah.
But no, mental health day is like, this is a task that has been like really struggling me. Like, yeah, that's great that you did that.
Yeah. And I think I allowed myself to do it, because like recently I had seen someone who was like, why is it that like we only allow ourselves to take a sick day when we're sick? Like, why don't we allow ourselves to use that time on a day where we feel really great? Yeah. And I literally woke up that morning and I was like, I feel in the headspace to do this.
You were like, today's the day.
Yeah, I really was. And yeah. I was like, I am just going to tell myself I'm going to take the day off of my 8 to 5 and I'm going to do this, because today is the day that I feel like I can do it. And I just allowed myself to use that time for that. Like, why save it for a day where I don't feel good? Like, why not just use it on a day where it's like, I want to use it for something specific, because today's a great day to do that. You know what I mean? So
today's a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, going through that moment of like not hating plants, but just not wanting to do plant care, also helps me relax about pests too. I don't know if you guys feel that same way, because I'm like, oh, these guys are still surviving when all the odds are against them. And I'm like, okay, I need to just like chill. Like something's wrong or something has a pest, like, and just calm down. Cause I still do that when I discover something or I see something, full freak out.
Yeah. I see that a lot actually, like in plants outside when they're like infested with something and they're like, whatever, like they lose their leaves this year, but like next year they're back. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's new for me though. Chilling about the pests. And I did beneficials.
Where'd you get them from?
I did through DMV.
Oh yeah? How'd that go?
Our local chapter.
Was it
I had a mule run them for me. Oh. And I actually don't know who's the chapter lead anymore. It's not who I think it was.
Yeah, no, I think it changed super recently.
So I need to do another order here soon.
Oh, nice. But
I did some soil mites.
Do you? And some others. Sorry to cut you off. No. But like, I feel like, you know, this episode's going to go when it's like springtime. And I'm sure there's people that are also interested in, I mean, because everyone, once it starts warming up, especially when you're in a state where like you put your plants outside and stuff, I think you start really getting concerned about pests. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not as much on the forefront of our minds, because once that time of the year comes around, we're like, oh, it's so hot, nothing can survive. You know what I mean? But anyway, right. Do you mind sharing like how you did the DMV beneficials, like what that process was for anything that might be interested?
Well, no, because like I said, I didn't do it. Like,
someone else did it for you. Mule.
Yeah, like Aaron.
Oh, complete. Okay, so basically, Adam is saying, find yourself a friend who's willing to do all the work. See, I thought you meant like you but went through
do
all
it.
The steps.
I am gonna do it,
and then someone just picked them. It up for yeah, you. Not no. like
no. I basically was like,
that's real passive.
I was like, order me the same ones you're getting, and he was like, cool. This is the amount, and then
this is then, like. True. See,
that's how I would
care.
Do it. So again, we match
honestly,
up.
It felt nice. Yeah, it felt
so
nice.
So find yourself a friend who is willing to do it for you. Then you don't have to worry about it.
I am your local
sitting
DMV
here, going through. Okay, episode number 49 is our episode with Jamie and DMV beneficials. And I think we'll probably do a pest.
Yes, we will. We'll do our annual pest update.
This the cycle of beneficials I had was literally just one. And I need to do more. Like, so, because they came in like December. Okay. So, no.
Yeah. If you're interested in listening to that episode, it is not via video, but scan the QR code somewhere here.
Keep it away.
Or there is a link in the description below. And just in case Adam doesn't want to make a QR code, you can just use this part. There's a link in the description below.
Oh no, it's gonna be the most obnoxious QR code. It's just gonna be a picture of you, it's a full body shot of Lydia, and it's just gonna have each code over each.
Here, you want a good shot for that?
No,
I'm gonna AI this one.
You have to Mike Wazowski her. Just put it right over her face.
Yeah. But yeah, I've gotten some new blooms, some very exciting blooms to me. Like the Medusa.
Yes. I those love blooms that are Hoya. Very cute.
They are. They smell awful.
Yeah.
So bad.
Mine only bloomed once last year and it's never bloomed again.
Did you smell it when it happened?
It
smelled like burning plastic to me.
Interesting.
I know I had tried, but it was like midday. And so you know how usually during the day, a lot of them don't have like a strong scent?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. No, maybe I didn't really smell it. Sorry. Sorry, it took me a while to get there.
But then also, I'm like, maybe that doesn't smell like that to everyone. Yeah. But I did make everyone who came into the home when that was blooming smell it. And all of them were like, ugh. I was like,
yeah. It wasn't pleasant.
Interesting.
No. Good to know.
Very chemical, but beautiful. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, really, really pretty.
Yeah. I love, that's probably one of my favorite Hoyas. And I don't know why, I can't explain it. But the way that it's growing and the way that it just kind of hangs is just so satisfying.
Hola Hoya friends! So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there!
Hey there, Let's Talk Hoya listeners. We're so glad that you're here joining us as we chat all about Hoya. And can you believe it? It's already been over a year since we've been doing this podcast, and it's just been filled with so many great memories. And most of those surround you, our listeners, and hearing from you all and getting to engage with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you take a moment to leave us a review. Honestly, it means so much to us. They make us laugh and it brightens our day. And so we hope that you take a moment to do that. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at lets.talkhoya and check out our show notes. They're linked in our bio. We also have a Patreon community called Peduncle Pals, and we hope to see you there.
What else has bloomed? Hoya exilis.
Yeah. Which her exilis is gorgeous, which since we're on video.
Also very, very similar to the Medusa, which I'm like, am I?
Please don't.
I don't want to say. Yeah, that's an Olivia original.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, so this Hoya, honestly, like if you want a slow.
God.
If you want an easy growing Hoya, this one grows so easy. And honestly, once it starts blooming, it never stops.
And they're very cute.
Because blooms. Like, look at, there's a peduncle here. There's a peduncle there. Like literally mine, I think at the most had like 5 blooms going at the same time.
Okay. So, well, you can actually, we can just keep her here, you know? That's
but can you so I'm not talk a little bit about the pot? Because that's actually really cute. And it's like a real whole, it's like a whole vibe.
Yeah. Our friend Olivia, she's an artiste. And she, when I got your Christmas present, Lydia.
Which I love. It sits on my desk. It's my cup coaster. The ginkgo leaf.
Yeah. She had this there. And I was like, I know that will fit one of my things. And I snagged it. I snagged it right away.
It's such a vibe.
I also have a plant. My Hoya peltata is also in one of her pots. And the nice thing is hers are, like, the inside is all glazed.
Okay.
And it fits in there perfect. And it's a beautiful peltata pot.
I think I might need that one again.
I need that one again for sure.
Did you guys have that ever?
I did.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Did you give me a piece of that?
No, because I just got it at the, like, end of last year in a trade.
I was about to say, I traded for mine, like, 2 years ago in California.
Huh, interesting. I think you have a different one though, because that one didn't really come in the market until last year.
Maybe. All I want to say is we've been here before where Lydia completely gaslights me and then she's like, oh, okay, yeah. My bad. You were right. You do know things.
Sorry.
So sorry, I probably still have the dead tag. I will go home and read it and then I will be like, you were right, or I was right.
I think I was thinking about inflata.
Very humbly, I will update whose was right.
Inflata from you. I do want peltata because that was in our OG Lost episode.
Oh, yeah.
But inflata, because it has those like bell-like blooms. Mine doesn't grow very fast, so I don't know what the dealio is.
I've only grown 2 leaves from the one you gave me.
Yeah, it doesn't grow very fast. Cute. So I don't know what the dealio is with it, but it's still alive.
What's
so.
The dealio?
Jesus. But yeah, what other blooms?
Oh, first TGI is about to pop. She is having contractions.
She is.
They are huge. I cannot wait for that to open.
Do you want me to bring it?
Do you want to grab it?
I feel like people want to see it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're on video.
Show and tell.
Well.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
Get people over to the YouTube. Do not knock anything over.
Oh, let me not knock everything over.
She just tripped.
Holy cow. They were not that big last week. Whoa.
Something got stuck to my leg.
They're huge.
Whoa.
I can't stay there though. But
I know. But
you know what? This reminds me of
the
there
trumpet
was
flower?
One year. Yes, there was 1 year where, well, if you put your hand in front of it, people can.
Well, no, I was trying to show the people that it's like almost the size of my hand.
Yeah, but
can you be really careful because you're like a dunkle killer?
Well, because if you put it in front, though, people only see your hand, they don't see the flower. Anyway, sorry.
Stop touching it, Lydia. Please.
No, you're right.
Very kindly, don't touch.
Anyway, there was 1 year we went to the San Diego Botanical Garden and there was that tree with those big orange flowers and we all started shoving our faces into the flower.
Oh, like
and
deep.
Then, I know, we were like, does it have a smell? Wow, look at these flowers. We're all, like really shoved our faces in there and then an employee comes over and goes, that's highly toxic. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I was like, and then I didn't believe him, and I had to Google it after because I was like, okay.
Angel's trumpet.
Yeah, but for a plant that's highly toxic, it was so accessible. Yeah, like
why does that fit my nose so perfectly?
Like, and why does my tongue fit so I can lick it?
Yeah, I was like all up in that Polonices.
That is so cute.
Isn't it? I am obsessed.
You should give
my. Yes, cover my face, please.
Oh, open up.
I'm so obedient.
Good girl.
Jesse was one step away.
It's Patreon.
My bad.
Daddy.
This is too distracting, so I had to
put her away. Oh, I was just going to put her like right here.
No, because I don't want to, I'm afraid that they're just going to fall off.
True. Even for like the 3 minutes she was not in her habitat.
What if Jessie the whole time who was like, don't touch it, she put it on the ground, knocks drops it over. It. Oh, like the whole peduncle comes like is like beheaded.
This rug is not good for plants.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I'm like I never fall. I've fallen before, but like I'm very aware of like my center of gravity.
Oh.
And like my mobility. So not likely.
Do you remember, like, I feel like back when we first got that, you got that from
Darius.
I, ever since I saw its bloom, like, I think Rachel Click Conroy bloomed it, and I was, like, obsessed with it. And it was so white, but mine's getting really, like, blush.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about, and I'm hoping it's not going to die. I just want them to open.
Just don't look at them too much.
I know.
Don't think about it.
I look at them every single morning. And I had a time-lapse set up over there, and then I stopped it because I thought it was just going to be the day. I thought it's going to happen today. I don't keep the lights on overnight if there's time-lapse because I'm afraid that that's also going to screw up.
Because you want to keep everything the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's understandable.
So much anxiety.
I love it.
I know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. But you know, I can set up one of these lights, like very dim, and that wouldn't affect it too much. Anyway, future. But that's about all the new stuff. Isn't it?
I think so. I was recently gifted a bunch of plants. So my collection, even though last year was a no-buy year, my collection just doubled.
Boom.
It like I did lose a lot of plants over the winter. I think, yeah, I talked about this during the peduncle episode, but I didn't really water anything since November and lost a lot. But my recent acquisitions, I don't even feel it.
Boom. No.
So just find yourself someone who's looking to get rid of plants. And then it doesn't even matter you killed them all.
My recent acquisition.
But my Combenbergii, which is my plant, is still alive. And Adam recently repotted it into a wicker situation. Yeah. So I can hopefully keep it alive.
A wicking.
I was like, wicker.
Oh,
I
put, my bad, yeah. Wicking cord, yeah.
I really do feel like if you keep your substrate, if you're doing hydro, if you keep your substrate constantly like in the nutrient solution, it's just not great.
Mm. Yeah, no.
If the roots are down there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know what might work for you? Instead of taking a break from watering, maybe you should just water every single week, but just a little bit, just to top it off so it never dries out.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to water everything by the window already.
Not telling you what to do, but like might make it feel also, like less overwhelming.
Also, so sometimes if you don't want to mix things, like I literally just put water in them. Like the other day, Steve, like when I was gone,
water.
I was like, take water from the jug and just put a little in each one. Like I it was like past a week and I was like, I just need them to all have a little bit.
Yeah. I'll do that too sometimes. Like if I'm going on vacation and I'm like, oh, the plants need to be watered. That's like the last thing on my list that like I know that I can actually get to. Then I'll just, I won't even do like a full watering. I'll just pour water in there. Cause like you start getting a sense of like how much water like you need to put in there just so I know it'll last like that weekend or something, you know?
One, two, three. Yeah.
I just like feel it. You know, just, you look. Oh.
You
like
just know.
Yeah, you just like look and the feeling comes to you, you know?
If they're already dry, like.
But my thought was because, you know, like substrate, no matter what kind of substrate you're using, if it dries out too much, it gets hydrophobic. And I feel like that if you were just to constantly just top off, then you won't run into that situation, which might help you.
True, because I think that is a lot of times what happens to my plants. I let them dry out so long that they're hydrophobic. The roots are dead. And then they're just like scrambling to like re-root. And then by the time it grows any roots, I let it dry out too much again. Yeah. So it's like they're always constantly dying. But yeah, no, a few things survived. Things in my glass cabinet survived. I also got a ring of fire.
Oh, yeah. The philodendron. You bought at like Walmart or Fry's or something like that. And which then, is like our Kroger here.
Yeah. And then I got a...
That you got towards like fall. And that thing has stayed alive.
It's beautiful. And then I got a...
From IKEA.
The Skenepsis.
Yeah. No, got a Syngonium.
Syngonium. It's like a pink splash one. I love it so much. It's beautiful. I took a picture today. I'm going to post it. And then I grew an avocado tree. And see that one, the minute it's thirsty, it's like... And I'm like... and I water it like... So
You should get a piece of lily. Oh, not the cats, though. They're toxic.
Yeah.
And dogs. Never mind. Don't get a piece of lily.
And rabbit and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but yeah, the update is not everything died. I got some new victims. So it's going to go good this year. And yeah. I think I'm going to stick to my no buy.
Wow.
I might trade this year. Mm-hmm. I might snip off of some of your guys' plants, but I'm sticking to no buying.
Yeah. I feel like Steve got some other plants. Like he bought a ZZ, a Bella ZZ. It's called Bella ZZ. Its leaves are thinner.
Yeah, and they're like slightly more narrow.
Yeah. Like the Hoya Bella, almost. And it's kind of cute, but I've been finding joy in some plants that just like aren't Hoya, which we all do.
Yeah.
Like my ZZ Raven over there. I don't know why, but I've been like lusting after her. She's like getting real thick and...
Yeah, she's looking beautiful.
I don't know. But... Yeah.
I feel the same way because this past weekend I made a terrarium.
Yeah, you went to that class.
I put in a, I don't even know what it's called. It's a, oh. One moment.
Un momento.
The guy.
Oh, por favor.
The guy at the front was like, keep the label. It's a Ficus Panama. And we went there and the place has a bunch of like vivariums and stuff like that. And they have like frogs and like reptiles and things. And I kept on seeing it in different vivariums. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And so that's what I put in my little terrarium. And I don't know. I just like in general really like ficus. I can't ever keep them alive, but I like ficus.
You do because you love the triangularis.
Yeah. And they just, and my triangularis, okay, it lived for a good long time until one day just dropped all of its leaves.
Yeah. But.
Anyway.
Did you go to Jungle Box?
Yeah.
It's very cute in there.
Yeah. So it's a cute little plant. And then remember there was the 1 year, I think it was like what, 2-3-ish years ago? I really was into miniature orchids.
Yeah.
And then they like all for perished. Like
3 minutes.
No, and then I tried again, but they like have such unique requirements. It was hard to keep up with. But now I want to do it again.
Hey, and maybe in your little terrariums.
Yeah, I think I might.
Sorry.
You okay? I think I might try something different to do that. But you know what else I saw? Okay, I don't like begonias, but I saw so many begonias in bloom this past weekend, and now I get it.
At the place where you were?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was just there, and I only saw one. Oh, now I have to go back.
There was so many begonias that were in bloom. And I don't think I've ever seen a begonia in bloom before. And that was the moment I was like,
they're very cute.
I get it.
Kind of look like snowdrops a little bit.
They're really pretty. There's like pink ones, there's yellow ones, orange ones, white ones. And I probably said it 10,000 times. I was like, oh, that's a begonia. Ooh, the flowers are cute. And I said, oh, look, that's a begonia. Oh, look, those.
Yeah.
They do have very cute blooms. They're kind of like orchid like to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very orchid like.
I finally understood. The whole hype behind it.
The whole begonia hype. Yeah. I have a begonia in that prop box over there that I'm afraid to move out of that prop box because it is just like living its best life and it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, and Steve has a pineapple.
Yeah, Steve's.
It's like completely rooted. It's so cool.
It has huge root system.
Weird roots.
Yeah.
They're kind of creepy.
Kind of like alien.
They do because they go just like straight down. I don't know.
And it's like all networked almost, which I guess all roots are like that. But that one specifically sitting in water, it reminds me of like, you know how like when people do the, like they preserve animals and stuff and it just like sits in the juices.
Yeah.
I did not need that image in my head.
That was a really weird connection.
I was thinking there, like the deep jungle where all the vines are hanging. But I guess.
But sure. No, but yeah, it is a little bit weird. Oh, begonias. We're talking about begonias.
Yeah, sorry. I looked over there and I got distracted by the pineapple.
So anyway, if anybody grows miniature orchids and they have a phenomenal way to grow them easily, please let me know because...
We know this is a Hoya podcast, but DM Lydia.
Yeah, please do because...
I want mini orchids, but I don't want to do the work. That's me. Well, with
primarily Hoya. I want to see the flowers though, because those flowers on some of those.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Remember when we were at Andy's and seeing all of those?
Yes.
Very. Yeah. Some of them look like spite. It's just wild.
I had spent a pretty penny on some too, but anyway, it's all in the past. The past is the past.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
I have a bunch of new peduncles on a lot of my plants that I've never had bloom before. So I'm just waiting for those to happen. A lot of them are like the thinner leaved Hoya that come from like Indonesia. Ooh. And so it's like one of those situations, like the people that got them, that I did the trade with, they can only like speculate what the blooms will look like, but they haven't bloomed yet. So it's like that situation of when it blooms, it'll be interesting to see, like, because, you know, I got those plants because I want to see a particular bloom. So it'll be interesting to see, like, is it actually going to look like that or not? You know, it's because there's no way to know. So.
Oh,
I know. So that's exciting.
It is. It's like it is. It's the thrill of the.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that happens this year because there's peduncles and hopefully it happens. And if it does, I'll post it.
Boom. I really want my greeny eye to have a peduncle, but it's never grown a peduncle. That's thriving.
My greeny eye.
Did it?
Yeah.
See, I never know how to keep that one because I have mine trailing.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the vibe. Like, I like how this one trails.
Yeah, my greeny eye always, like, was kind of struggle busing. Like, the leaves were always a little bit chlorotic, and it just seemed like, the leaves never got, like, big either. They just kind of stayed small, and I tried moving it to different spots, and then at one point, it just looked like it was, like, struggling, and then it just...
And you checked it for pests?
Died. Yeah, I checked it for
everything. Because my first thing would have been too much light, but then you said you moved it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine didn't grow light. It was all just the north window in the bedroom.
Natural light. Mm.
So maybe. I don't know. If someone's struggling with it, try that. But I do want to see that one bloom. I don't know if I ever will.
You might, though. You never know.
Yeah.
If anyone will, you will.
No.
Hoya King.
No, Hoya Daddy. I should create like a little tent for the ones that I want to see bloom where I know they need humidity and that stuff. Like Doug does. Like he kind of makes it a challenge of like he focuses like hard on that plant.
Yeah.
Or a few.
Yeah.
And then sees it and then throws into the river.
Over the fence. Love that. I love that.
But yeah. So I'm excited. I have a renewed little, you know, like. I don't think I would ever, like I say like every single time, and I feel like I said this last year too, was like, I don't think I'll ever not have Hoya or like plants in general in my life, but it all like ebbs and flows, you know, and I feel like that's just the reality of life is things in your life ebb and flow and that's okay. And, you know, you have a moment of like, hey, I'm just going to do what I need to do to keep you alive. And then once the time comes around where it sparks joy again, work on it, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy them however it is that it brings you joy. So,
and like when you're getting down to that feeling of feeling like real crabby about it, just throw a few of the real pain in the ass ones away
or send them to me.
I feel good.
I'll torture them on their way out.
Post them. Yeah.
No, see, I have that entire, there's like a whole jar of Hoya things up there because I was cutting my fungi with Splash. Because it wasn't splashy. And every time I cut that and I showed it on Instagram, Jesse was like, save that.
I haven't taken
it. She doesn't give a fuck about it.
Hey, I'll take that home today.
No. I mean, yeah, you can.
He's like,
no, it's mine.
She won't take it. And then I'm like, I'll take it. No, leave it.
No, I'm saying is like, you do that. Like, I always feel guilty about getting rid of things or like doing that. Yeah, that's like really wasteful. And then you are that, the little devil on my shoulder being like, yeah, don't throw that away again.
Like, see, but the nice thing is,
sometimes it feels good to throw it away because you're just like, I don't want to deal with it.
You don't have to save all of it. Just save me a cutting and root it and pot it up and water it and grow it and trellis it and take it to my house.
Because the mindset is like, you're either going to put in all of this work to then give it to Jesse to feel good just to know that it's going to die, or you can just feel like it's on your suffering now and just throw it away. Now
it's a very slow death.
Yeah, it is, though. That's the thing. And the amount of joy it brings Jesse, I feel like it's kind of worth it for like if I have a basic Hoya here that I don't care about anymore because she does love it, you know.
I do. Right? I do.
Whatever, it works.
And it is the best plant for you because it does take a lot. Some of them take a while.
Yeah, the last.
And Jesse like really holds on. That's why she doesn't let you touch the plants, because she's like, oh, those leaves can't come off. But the leaves are like,
they're barely holding on.
So dead, yeah. Like a brush of wind will just shed. And she's like, don't.
Not even like wind, like one piece of dirt will fall on it. And that would be the end of it.
She gets the most out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You really milk it.
Thank you. I do.
So anyway, welcome to a new
year of
Let's Talk Hoya. We're here. We're gonna do some chats like always, some episodes, have some new guests, have some old friends back on, and it'll be a blast. As always, if you have any, you know, suggestions, anything you would like to hear from us, let us know.
Questions, concerns, or if you want to review us on Apple.
We would love a review.
Yeah.
We did not have any reviews all of last year, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Something like that. But
yeah, I mean, we just asked if just be kind. You don't have to like us, but
just be kind about it.
The people who aren't going to like us, though, aren't listening all the way to this part of the episode to be like, you know what? I'm going to tell them that they should really change this and better themselves. True. They're going to be like, you guys suck. You're annoying. Anyway.
Yeah. If you did listen to this far, we appreciate a review.
Yeah.
If you've already reviewed us, thank you.
You're a real one.
Yeah.
Just check back in, make sure it's 5 stars.
No.
Anyway.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. How do we end it? Oh.
You. That's all you.
It's you, babes.
Line.
If you can see more of us on Let's Talk Hoya Instagram and individually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go. Well, don't forget to follow us. Where's my camera? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Let's.TalkHoya. And then you can follow us all individually. My Instagram is at NotDude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at burritosyplants.
And adios. This will all be linked below in the description.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye.
Picture this, you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.